The announcement came just ahead of the ongoing Mining Indaba conference in Cape Town, South Africa, where Hichilema is aiming to draw new investment. The Mining Indaba is the largest mining investment event in the world. Africa's second biggest copper producer, Zambia, aims to increase production to 3 million tons of copper a year within the next decade. Last year, it produced about a third of that amount. Trevor Simumba, Zambian international trade economist, is thrilled with the news of the deal by First Quantum Minerals, or FQM. Simumba says the Zambian government should ensure that the public and small and medium enterprises, or SMEs, benefit fully from the investment by putting in place policies that favor local businesses and communities.
A small to medium-sized enterprise, or SME, is a business with revenues, assets or numbers of employees that fall below 50 employees, while a medium-sized enterprise is one with less than 250 employees.
The announcement by First Quantum of this investment is, I think, very good news for Zambia. It's going to boost investor confidence. It will actually create opportunities for support services around this investment, because there will be need for more transport infrastructure. There will be need for more energy services, supply of energy to the mine. However, in order for Zambia to fully take advantage of this opportunity, in particular to use this opportunity to leverage and ensure that Zambian businesses can be part of this industry, it's very important that the government looks at specific policies that will enable Zambian SMEs in particular, youth and women, to be part of this investment.
Speaking earlier at the ongoing mining conference in Cape Town, South Africa, Zambian President Hakainde Hichilema said there should be no excuse for African leaders to fail to enhance development on the continent as they were elected to serve the continent's people.
This calls for deliberate efforts on part of us, the African leaders, and our partners, to ensure sustainable development and management of these, our resources. We in Zambia have taken a decision, and a very strong one, that we are tired of talking about Africa's potential. We don't want to hear someone in our country, hopefully on the continent, sing the song of potential. We want to realize that potential. We want to realize that potential to drive development, to alleviate poverty.
Since President Hakainde Hichilema's election last August, Zambia has implemented business-friendly reforms, including allowing mining companies to deduct mineral royalties from their income tax assessments. Zambia's mining sector is a major economic driver, contributing significantly to government revenues, mainly through mining royalties and value-added tax. I'm Kathy Short for VOA News in Lusaka.